there are two funds that we're managing at the moment. One we're administering on behalf of government, and the government came, this is something we've done quite a number of times, and they have said, look, the small businesses who have been flooded and who don't have insurance, and the community and voluntary and sporting organisations who also don't have insurance. So what happens is there's a scheme with criteria set out. It closed on the 30th of September. By that stage, we had 63 applications in to ourselves, and we've paid the first tranche of 28 of those, which would be €5,000 each. So we've distributed about €125,000 worth. That's the government scheme, and the government give us the money, and then we administer the scheme. It's a humanitarian scheme on their behalf.
How long would the remaining applicants for that €5,000 fund have to wait before they'd find out whether or not they're receiving it?
Well, they certainly will know by the end of next week at the very latest. I mean, sometimes I suppose people submit an application form. We have an actual application form which was online and which our members also distributed to people in case they didn't see that. And some people submit a form and look, they haven't given the information that's required because there are set criteria which the government have laid down and we must meet those criteria and the person applying must meet the criteria. And we also, the local authority are involved because the local authority have to confirm that the premises was flooded and that it's a rate paying premises or that it's a business that's tax compliant, and so there are some small hoops actually.
So if you were a business that was flooded and you were a little in arrears with your tax, then you wouldn't be entitled to this fund.
I think once there's a tax clearance cert, but more than likely, what it's to do with is rates.
Okay.
That there are buildings rates, and also then that people don't have insurance because quite a number of premises were flooded, but people had insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this is really to support people who don't have insurance, who are running a business. And similarly within the community and voluntary and the sporting clubs who mightn't have insurance because of where the sports club is located. So that's, if you like, that's the first fund. And then the second fund is one that is being managed on our behalf by the Donegal Red Cross locally, and that's we put out a national appeal when we saw the extent of the devastation in Donegal. It was quite an extraordinary piece of devastation, and to date, including the famous concert with Daniel O'Donnell and Nathan and others, we have 56,800 in that fund, and that's a fund that the Red Cross in Donegal is distributing initially the people who are most affected, so real hardship cases. And again, it's humanitarian. It's looking at what the basic needs are.
It's capped, and is it, per claim?
At the moment, well, just the first stage is capped at 500, just to make certain that...
To families, even probably the least affected, €500 wouldn't perhaps scratch the surface of the situation.
No, and look, we understand that. At the same time, if we managed to move the entire fund out in one sweep to a small number of families, then other people would understandably say, well, listen, what about ourselves? Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to do is we're looking at the real hardship cases, and we're trying to get people over a threshold, back up and running. The funds involved would be 500, and we have distributed €15,000 worth of those at the moment, and then by the end of this week we'll have distributed another 30. So by the end of this week we'll have distributed €45,000 out of the fund.
And in reality,
what's it for then?
Yeah. Before we get to that, Liam, if you don't mind, in reality, is this pot capped then? You talked about it being in the mid-50s, thanks to people's generosities and the various concerts that were held across the region.
Mm-hmm.
Going by the figures you mentioned so far, that pot is pretty much exhausted by the time the end of next week or the end, whatever that time frame you used was. Is it going to be replenished?
Yes, well, we are. Other monies are coming in, and we have been promised other monies. And, of course, as soon as they arrive in here, we'll immediately transfer them up to Donegal for distribution. So that's there's no administration or anything like that from us here. This is money that has been donated by the the general public, and we simply want to be sure that it goes to people. And it's going for, I mean, I have a list here of the likes of, so that people understand, like it's as simple as beds and bedclothes, home heating. One person's had no heating and a small baby in the house. The boiler was gone. Then there's obviously flooring, kitchen appliances, dehumidifiers, bathroom repairs, clothes then, and furniture. But there's another part of this, and so why we're trying to be careful about the money just at the moment is because we are aware that quite a number of people are having a conversation, let's say, with their insurance company. So therefore, they don't know yet. Some people simply don't know yet what the insurance company is going to cover, if anything. And so we're also in liaison. I mean, we're taking a bit of advice from others who might know. An agency like the Vincent de Paul has been very helpful and has indicated where vulnerable people might be.
I've been contacted by some people, though, that have said that it was St. Vincent de Paul that's had to dig them out because they sought assistance from the Donegal Red Cross and couldn't get any.
Well, I can't comment on an individual case like that. I mean, if somebody feels that they are being ignored, it's our volunteers who are out, who are calling. There are people who are doing this in the evening time after work, largely. And, so if people want to, send a note here to us here to say, listen, nobody called, or we'd like someone to call.
Yeah, because obviously this was the community here that got together and forked out for the concerts and put their hands in the pockets, and obviously it's devastating, and we all felt it. And I think maybe the sense was that, you know, it might be a little bit easier for people who needed the money, you know, that they would get the money.
Yes, and that
as opposed to waiting on insurance companies and all that kind of stuff. I don't think anyone went to a concert thinking this €30 might get to Johnny up the road after he's negotiated for 2 or 3 months with his insurance company. Do you know what I mean? I don't think that was the spirit people were donating.
And that's the very reason why those €500 have been given out immediately, for that very reason, because we want to make certain that people have money straight away. But we're just cognizant that other needs will arise further down the road. But certainly by the end of this week, 45,000 out of the current 56 will have been distributed into the various communities.
And obviously, I presume the more money you have, the more people you can help. How many claims for assistance in Donegal do you know have the Red Cross received?
At this stage, I just not that the number of claims.
Engagements,
in terms of what has been paid out at the moment, there's certainly just over 20 have been paid out. So 30 families have received some payments from ourselves to get them over the situation. We know that more, we'll be able to deal with more, and we are hoping that more money will come in, and in fact is coming in.
So as soon as we have it, we distribute it. So all of the money that you're working with is publicly donated money from concerts. There's no government money in there. There's no sort of central Red Cross funding in there. There's no international Red Cross funding. The only funding, and when I say only, I'm not being negative, the funding that's being distributed in Inishowen at the moment is just money that was raised specifically for this fund.
Yes, no, this is, and they, you know, they, within a charity too, you, if you have funds that are restricted, and this is a restricted fund, this fund is for Donegal, for people affected by the flood, and that's precisely where it will go, every penny of it. So that's what we're doing at the moment. And if more money comes in, that money will also make its way to Donegal.
Okay, and the government money, you never would handle that and distribute that to homeowners or people in need. It's always businesses and sports groups, is it?
Well, no. In the past, we used to do that as well. But now, to be fair, the Department of Social Protection have stepped into that.
Yeah, but they're only giving people £100. You know what I mean? Like so.
I think, and it's not that I know what their scheme intimately, but I understand that they too would be waiting to see, how people are getting on. I think they've given an initial 150. I think is what it is, and I'm hoping that more money would be given to people as it's needed. at the moment, but they run that scheme, and the scheme we run then is for businesses and the community and voluntary and sporting.
And just a couple more questions, sorry, if you don't mind, Liam. No, I'm trying to get through them all so we don't get back to you again.
Greg, you're very welcome, and we're very keen to get feedback from people because, you know, we have our members out. Our members are working, and to be fair to them, you know, they're 7 days a week out visiting people, and they ask people then, they ask people to sign a form so that everything is clear so we can track the money too. And I suppose we're doing the tracking.
Do you know how many families in Donegal are engaging? I don't know if I asked that already, because there's a figure out there about 59 families left homeless. Is that how many that you're engaging with?
At the moment, we have given funds to 30 families.
Mm.
Yeah, but we're in the process, and I suppose that's why it's a bit of a misleading figure, in the sense that I know they're working last night and tonight, etc. And by the weekend, we certainly will have that number will have gone up.
Like I'm just saying, say there was 60 families left homeless, 55,000 divided by 60 is €916. Do you know what I mean? I'm just
indeed, it is in essence. I suppose that's why social protection is there. And you would hope that the Department of Social Protection could offer further assistance as well.
Now, anyone affected by this floods, be it Burnfoot, Buncrana, what have you, are you dealing with them, or is there a specific area only that Red Cross Donegal are dealing with?
No.
Is anybody that's been affected?
Anybody that's been affected in Donegal, the Red Cross Donegal area are dealing with that.
Mm.
And look, if people feel that they can't make contact or that, they'd be very welcome to send it here, and I'll make certain it's transferred immediately to our colleagues in Donegal on the ground.
There is a sense, you wanted feedback, there is a sense that why are businesses, some which are insured, getting €5,000 when people, you know, with sick children in some cases, and I'm not being dramatic here, I know the specifics of certain cases here, that are getting €500 or even waiting on money. Now, the businesses deserve the money too, do not get me wrong, but why is our government fund giving out €5,000 to businesses who perhaps have insurance in some cases, and then we have this ring-fenced fund that's giving families €500, which you mentioned home heating oil, with all due respect, wouldn't fill one home heating oil. And I know you talked about a boiler, but do you know what I'm on about? It's a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money.
I understand that, and that's, I suppose, when we had the floods in 2015 and 2016, in the early parts of 2016, it was a similar scheme. We also collected money, and we asked our members to distribute that money, but equally the government also asked us to work with the business community and with the community and voluntary and sporting sectors. You're right, you know, from the point of view of business, I think the government simply asked us to deal with that. I suppose it's up to the Department of Social Protection then to work with homeowners in relation. But I can assure you that people with businesses that have insurance do not receive any payment. So it's the criteria for the business scheme are that they have to have been flooded, and that has to be acknowledged by the local authority. They have to be paying rates, so they have to have their tax clearance cert. And that no insurance.
And there's no cases, are there, where some businesses receive €10,000?
Oh, indeed. Well, the business scheme is up to 20.
Oh, it's up and to 20, right. Do, so there were fives going out. Okay.
Yeah, what we do is we've been asked by government to distribute immediately the first five. And then we do that on the basis of an analysis of the information that they send in to us. And then once they meet all the criteria, we immediately transfer five, and then we send a team of assessors to anybody who's seeking more than that, up to 20. Well, then obviously they have to be assessed, and we have an assessor who calls to each of them and who comes back and offers advice to us as to what next.
Okay. And the figure you talked of that's been raised in total was 50?
It's 56,845. And
is that with all the concerts, all the fundraising that happened in America? There was one concert, seven. I don't know what the other one was. That's the actual total.
Well, that's...
Is there anything... What I just wanted to clarify, nothing comes out of the... No administration comes out of the money raised. That's really what I'm getting at.
No. The money is directly in and directly out for Donegal, and we're very clear about that. Now, there is money, we have been told, I think, about coming from America, And I suspect that will be with us shortly, that it's not in the initial figure I've just given you.
No problem.
But that, the 56,845 is precisely what we took in.
Okay, that's precisely
what we'll be giving out at the moment.
Yes, okay. And just one final question. Do you know how many people you're engaging with, how many families? Like, is it 30? Is it 60? Is it 200?
Well, it's 30 to date, but I know that this week will bring more families in, and there will be more funds distributed. So I'll be able to give you an update on that maybe this day week. I'll be delighted to do that.
And what is the max? Is there a maximum you can give out to any one family or individual?
No, I think that's dependent on need. I mean, what we're looking at the whole time is we're looking at what the humanitarian need of a family. And there are some families that are, it's a real hardship case, and very obviously so. And it's at that stage there's a bit of discretion to say, well, look, that family needs some extra help. And as well as that, obviously, our members are collecting. We've been offered furniture from around the country as well, so we're collecting and distributing that, and we're collecting and distributing clothes as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, listen, Liam, we'll definitely catch up with you next week. It's I think you've answered a lot of questions there people had, so we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Just to finish, because I think it's important, the Red Cross building in Muff was destroyed.
Yeah.
So our members actually have experienced firsthand themselves. It was a huge loss for the membership, but we're not dealing with that. We in relation to this fund, that's entirely separate.
Oh, I understand that, Liam. Thank you very much indeed. Okay.